हरिः ओम तत्स, हरिः ओम तत्स। जय गुरु, जय गुरु। भगवद्गीता इज अ फुल कॉम्पेंडियम ऑन द एंटायर ह्यूमन पर्सनालिटी, इट्स इंटरैक्शन विद द वर्ल्ड विच कॉन्स्टिट्यूट्स अवर होल लाइफ। सो यू विल फाइंड द ह्यूमन पर्सनालिटी इज एनालाइज्ड देयर, द कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन ऑफ द वर्ल्ड इज डिस्कस्ड and the process of interaction is also clearly described and defined. But in the whole process, whatever systems of thought or philosophy were prevailing at the time Krishna spoke to Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, all of them have been covered. That is why it becomes a compendium on the spiritual science. Spiritual science essentially covers what? The human personality, as I said, the world, that also I referred to. To be true, the discussion should go into the very root, source and cause of both. That also has been done. And various practices evolved in this area have been presented and also analyzed, compared, contrasted, and their value and goal determined. The 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita thus goes by the name Bhakti Yoga. In that, there is an assessment which Krishna has made. He first of all speaks about the different rungs of the devotional ladder. And he says, if one you cannot accept, accept the other. That also, if not possible, go to the third. Like that, he goes on saying. Finally, he concludes the whole proposition by this verse. Shreyo hi jnanam abhyasat jnanat dhyanam vishishyate dhyanat karma phalatyagaha tyagat shantir anantar. As the body needs food and nourishment, the mind needs peace and contentment. The intelligence needs knowledge and realization. He says, Shreyo hi jnanam abhyasat. I have spoken about all the different devotional practices. But in all these, what I have to say is, jnana is superior to all kinds of practice. The practice is a means and it has a goal. What is that goal? It is a kind of a fruition in the nature of knowledge. Jnana. To have jnana, you have to exercise your mind and intelligence. The acquisition of knowledge also requires an effort. The effort is not physical with the body or sensory or even oral. The effort is with the mind and intelligence. These being the inner faculties which alone employ the body and the sensory organs, they become superior to the rest. So jnana is the greater practice because of the involvement of mind and intelligence. You get jnana, knowledge, by listening to the truths exposed by an exponent, a Mahatma or the Sadguru, then you have to reflect upon it. So Shravana, then Manana. Thereafter, you have to sit in a place and focus on it in the way of a contemplation and meditation. Don't think that Jnana is a mere intellectual pursuit, not at all. It is a very dedicated pursuit in which the mind and intelligence are constantly employed with as much of attunement and refinement as possible. So that jnana is superior to the other conventional physical and oral practices. Jnanadu dhyanam vishishyade. Dhyana is at a mental intellectual pursuit. When it comes to dhyana, you don't listen to anybody. You don't read anything. You only sit in a place cross-legged, interlocking your fingers, closing your eyes. So all physical and sensory actions are suspended, so to say. And the mind and the intelligence are applied or focused with a very special dedication. What is that dedication? The plural thoughts of the mind are brought to a single thought, which represents the goal of your life. When the single thought gets stabilized, you will find that simply subsides and the mind becomes free of the thought process. That is what he means by dhyana. Unless you treat the mind with meditation, strengthen it, reform and refine it, enrich it and empower it properly, you will not be able to understand or apply the principle palatyaga. Dhyanat karma palatyaga. It is possible to do any extent of work in this world, but without having the clinging to the objective results. The thought of the results frightens you. It creates tension and stress in the mind. We must be able to do any kind of a work without any stress or strain. That will be possible only when you train your mind with meditation and it derives the benefit of meditational sublimity, enlightenment and elevation. Dhyanat karma phalatyagaha. Tyagad shantir anantaram. When you are able to leave that clinging to the external fleeting results of what you do, you are able to work very well. When you work very well, automatically result will accrue. Why should you think about it specially or be anxious about it? Any work is a means to an outcome. When the work is completed, the outcome is sure to be had. So the mind will become free and it can work far better and more efficiently. Tyagad karma phalatyagaha. Tyagad shantiranantara. When you are able to have this tyaga in the way of renouncing the delusional clinging, then immediately you get peace and contentment. Just see, in this single verse, he has analyzed the whole spiritual science and told you step after step, which leads you to shanti, peace, quietude and contentment. If you can remember this verse, understand it in its full detail and significance, and start reflecting upon it and practicing it, there is nothing like that in spiritual life. Shreyo hi jnanam abhyasat jnanat jnanam vishishyate jnanat karmphalatyagaha tyagad shantir anantara. Harihi Om Tatsa. Jaya Guru.